everything becomes clear. We tend to always feel that it's a terrible thing in society, the way the state of the world is. Constant wars, hatred, animosity. And we feel if we can undo this, it would be a very good thing. What does the Torah say? The Torah says on the contrary. The Torah says that the way man is now, it's a necessity. It has to be that way. Why? Because if there was total identification, so then what would happen? Then the aggression would count against Tzadik Baruch Hu. And then you'd have a society in which no one would ever be able to get the correct ideas that the whole world was created for. So the truth of the matter is that the only time, according to Yahadus, yes, go ahead. One place you can see the phenomena to a great degree, it could be the proper reason, in communism. Why is it that communism has as an inherent part of its theology the concept, the only nation that has the concept, part of its philosophy is atheism? Why must it be that way? Why? I mean, you could be communistic and you could be theistic also. Not the Tata Sastri, not mutually exclusive. What's the answer? The answer is because the moment there is communism and there's total and there is complete identification, no one has anything, no one's different than anybody else, everybody has the exact same amount, brotherly love has reached a tremendous peak, then you must have Sinas Hashem. And so on? I want to know, according to the system of Yahadis, when will there be peace in the world? Peace in the world will never be brought about by these people going around attempting to all the political maneuvers that they're trying. It cannot happen. The only way there could be peace in the world is through Das Hashem. The moment that there's Das Hashem and man's aggression, man's instincts are totally utilized in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then could there ever be peace. Because until that time, if there's peace, it's a terrible danger. The danger is it'll go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means a society will be created, one universal society on earth will be created, which completely annihilates the idea of God, which would mean that the whole purpose of existence would be thwarted, and the world would be chayav klia. That's why it says, by Yemaisa Mashiach there will be peace. Why? Kimola kol oretz deyas ad Hashem, kamayim layam achasim. It's the only road to peace is through Das Hashem. But direct route to peace without Das Hashem is completely impossible. That's the Dorach Lada. Okay, now the question is why, what was the idea that they had Shalom? Alright. Now let's compare Dorach Mabel and Dorach Lada. Two generations. The Dorach Mabel had to be destroyed and the Dorach Lada didn't. Dorach Lada, apparently there was a remedy. It's strange, but it would seem that which one was worse? One would say Dorach Lada, directly going against God. And it seems to be worse. There are marbles, Nefesh HaBahami, a bunch of famous. Okay, fine, but they're not famous anymore. I understand that. You're right. They were harmful to each other. Correct, they were harmful to each other. I mean, socially, they were harmful against each other in terms of society. You're right. But they weren't against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their purpose wasn't, they weren't unified against God. It means that they're not living according to the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the system. Personally, they're not living according to the system, and also they're harming each other. They're behemoths, they reach the level of behemoth. The answer is like this. The answer is, it's not a question of which crime is worse. Not a question of which crime is worse. The question is, which one is curable? Which disease is curable? That's the question. See? There are two diseases in man, and not just in the door, but there are two diseases in individuals too. I mean, the whole purpose of to bring down all these cases in the Torah to bring down the incidents, the events, the historical events that occurred, is not for the history. I mean, Chazal always says, not for many events occurred, Torah doesn't record them. Wasn't written for us, it was written for Limud. So it's written for Limud, apparently there is a Dor HaMabul of the Yochid, and there's a Dor HaFlog of the Yochid. Two types of individuals. What are the two types? The Dor HaMabul individual is an individual whose life is simply Taiva. Life is simply taiva, that's his whole essence. All he does all day is just simply concerned with how he's going to fulfill his taiva. That's the Dor HaMabul. So that disease, apparently, when the Nefesh HaBahami gets total control, is incurable. Why is it incurable? For a simple reason. because there is no way possibly to reach the individual. The mind is completely, the Tzelem Elokim, even on an instinct, even operating in the service of the instincts, has been destroyed. But the Dor HaPlaga, ego, and ego is a worse chet than the chet per se. Because the Pasuk says, that Gaiva, ain't an evil who, Yechol Mada Malecha. It's the worst, Gaiva, Tayavas Hashem, the Pasuk, Tayavas Hashem called Gaiva Leiv. Gaiva is the worst thing. That's the Dor HaPlaga. But, there still is hope for the Baal Gaiva. Why? Because the Baal Gaiva, it's true that his essence is his unrealistic view of himself, his overvaluation of himself, but nevertheless he's operating through rational means. There is a way to reach him. You could talk to him. He's using rationality. There's some way that he could possibly return. The element of the Tzelem Elokim has not totally been destroyed. So therefore he has a chance to be saved. But the Dor HaMabul doesn't. Now we understand what Chazal meant when they said that they had peace. Over there they had shalom, but over here they had no shalom. Dor HaMabul had no shalom, but over here they had shalom. In order to have peace, peace requires certain things. It requires a certain amount of self-control. Because if you're not going to control yourself, you can't have peace. You're angry at a person, you go slap them in the face, you're not going to have peace. Right? Peace requires certain things. It requires a certain amount of self-control, and it requires a certain amount of intelligence. So the Dor HaHaflaga, even though it's true they were unified in a terrible crime, but the fact remains that the elements of society were there, those elements were there, which, under different circumstances, could eventually lead them back to the true road. You understand what I mean? Elements of self-control and elements of chokhmah. Right? True, it wasn't chokhmah l'shmo, it wasn't chokhmah to say, far, far from it. But nevertheless, the elements were not destroyed. That's why all they needed was a cure. They needed a cure for their disease. What was the cure? The cure was to break them up, so that the identification, which was the cause, was removed. And then, once they were spread out and they had different nations, so then the hatred, that's what the Ebenezer says, that the moment they had different nations, so then the hatred was expressed one against each other. Once the hatred already had an outlet, one against the other, then they were capable of utilizing their Tzelem Elokim to return to the Das Hashem. Yes. When the Mechias HaMoed takes place. When the Mechias HaMoed takes place. Because until then, there's a tremendous mitzvah of Sinas HaMoed. So on the contrary, I mean, you see that until all the evils removed from the world, the Sinas HaRusha is definitely an outlet for the aggression. But when the moment, when people reach a higher level, Ki Malach HaLar is Deyat HaShem, and HaMoed could be wiped out simultaneously, you see, then there won't be any necessity anymore. On the contrary, you see, I'll say from that incident over there that he cited before, that if a person, when the stone fell down that they did, on the contrary, you see that they were able to do everything. In other words, they were a society that functions perfectly within the framework of their goal. Every bit of rationality was used. They were completely rationalized. You understand what I mean? Even that emotion of identification, insofar as the individual was concerned, was put down. Because for the purpose. So therefore, you see, they were able to function in a rational way. On the contrary, Dor HaMabul wasn't able to. One was destroying the other. So, that's always sin against God. That's the call. Sin is all sin against God. That's what we're trying to say. The Jew is because of the fact that the Jew is identified as the one who represents the person not looking honestly at himself. You see, because there's a tremendous desire for a person to feel that he's wonderful, that he's great. And therefore, the many instances you find that people do not want to recognize aggression in their own nature. Because they've been taught that aggression is a bad thing. But Chazal do not hold that way. Chazal hold that a person is supposed to be honest with his makeup and see. And if he has it, he should not say that he doesn't have it. He should recognize that Chazal said a person that's aggressive should become a shechet, right? David HaMelech, the Gemara says, has tremendous aggression. So says David HaMelech needs to go out to Mechanas Rishus. Mechanas Rishus. Why? Because he had that teva. But David HaMelech doesn't mean that anybody I think is a very nice person is greater than David HaMelech. On the contrary, the greatness is to recognize within yourself the emotion. The same thing in the sphere of sexuality. Chazal used to say, his zohar would be the bishi, his zohar would be bachesi. I said, be careful, watch out with me and my daughter, me and my sister. Why? Because rather than a person being dishonest with himself and covering up certain emotions that they have, the greatness of a person lies in recognition of his emotions on their primary level. and the primary level of what a person must do. Any person who is dishonest with himself is not Christian. Not Christian. He's fooling himself. On the contrary, the greatness of man is to recognize his makeup and his emotions and to know what they are and then to know how to deal with them, but not to deny them. Because insofar as he does them, that's the way he is and that's the way the reality is. And the greatest harm is achieved by covering up and by a person denying what his inherent makeup is. He must know which person his own makeup, must know what those emotions are, and then know how to deal with them.
What
did
I say about the
government? What? That he went out to Mohammed Sarah. He went out to Mohammed Sarah. War.
Now,
what
do
you want to say about the reason? Mohammed Sarah says, well, it's not without any reason. Optional. Wasn't Mokhayev to do it. And then Mokhayev. I mean, the people that he killed were Rishayim and the Rezar, no question about it. But wasn't Mokhayev to do it? We didn't go out and kill innocent people because it means that he wasn't off to dinner. He wasn't free. He's done another mitzvah. But it's very different. Okay. I told you before, the same thing I mentioned here, I said that the emotions work in the disguised form. Like we spoke about the person who smokes a marble, right? Same thing over here. If you would go over to the door, it doesn't necessarily mean they would tell you, you're building this tower against God. Doesn't mean it's an activity which they really consciously understood. I understand the Pusik statement, but the Pusik is telling you the activity. The activity, it's a hidden feeling. First of all, I see the greatness of the city. Wow, it's just tremendous. Man is great. And then, of course, if he wants to put the color very vaguely, if we don't even got it, huh? But the manifest content isn't the manifest, it's a hidden thing. You understand what I mean? That's what I told you. One of the principles necessary in order to understand our flood is the fact that the psyche of man works in a disguised form. Certain activities that are done are in disguise. He doesn't really, if you confront him and ask him, he might not necessarily tell you that he's, that's why he's doing it. Hold on, I'm going to say, they're not going to say, we're building a tower and therefore we're fighting God. That's a stupidity, it's an idiot. But it means, it satisfies that emotion. Because when you see the big thing, you see the power, so therefore you feel that satisfies the emotion. You understand what I mean? That man is great. It's an emotional satisfaction. But it doesn't mean that they consciously said that we're going to do this in order, this is our objective. You understand what I mean? A yellow star. Oh, sorry, he dresses different. See, the yellow star is in other words, when the aggression goes against the individual, it's against the individual that dresses this way. That's not against you. The moment you brand him and you put a different thing on him, so now there's no identification anymore. If you don't do that, then it goes against the people's emotions. You say, hey, how could you go kill this guy? What's using him and me? Ah, these are the people that have that branded yellow star. Those are the ones that don't have anything with us. That's what
And that they
have a tremendous release of aggression in chopping wood. They don't have. True. Okay, that's a very healthy exercise. Matter of fact, come to my house in the backyard, I have a whole room.